This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon with Providence Business News Editor Mark Murphy.
Hi there, Dave.
Well, we've heard how Gatehouse Media is buying the Providence Journal and, for now anyway, leasing the Journal's Fountain Street building in downtown Providence. We're going to take a look at the implications of the paper's sale with our guest, Bill Ostendorf, who is a media consultant and a software developer. Bill, welcome.
Thank you.
And you are a former Journal employee.
Yes, I was a managing editor there and worked there for 13 years.
When you heard the news about the sale, what were your thoughts?
I was really hoping that a local group would have won the bid because I think, in general, having local ownership is better for local media, that they're more longer range, they're going to invest more. So I was kind of disappointed that Gatehouse won the bid. I was a little surprised because the paper is a little larger than most of the papers that Gatehouse owns. In fact, I think all the papers that Gatehouse owns. So I was a little surprised they bid on it and that they bid so high and that they won.
It seems that they see business potential, not journalism potential, but business potential that other people don't.
I think the printing plant was very valuable to Gatehouse. They own a lot of papers in New England, and I think you'll see them consolidate a lot of printing here and get rid of printing operations in some of their, you know, southern New England papers. And that's a big reason why they really paid more. I think they overpaid, but they paid more than anyone expected the Journal to sell for. And I think that's why.
The other piece that we've seen is this, it's called Propel. This is a, in essence, a small business ad agency, you know, which, you know, the idea being that they have all these local websites and you have all the communities that go with them and you can sort of target to small businesses. I mean, have you seen that work in other markets?
Yeah, I'm very familiar with Propel. There's a lot of similar products like it in the industry, and they're good in that they provide a one-stop solution for small businesses to get SEO and reputation management and all kinds of things that you need on the web from one place. And I do think that the Journal, one of the Journal's weaknesses over the years has been their website, and their web ad sales have been very weak. So I do think that Gatehouse saw that as a real potential growth for them in a pretty big market.
If they can do what you're describing with Propel, would that be in a way a commercial competition for smaller publications, you know, the neighborhood newspaper?
Yeah, absolutely. We run the websites for several local publications, and I'm concerned for them, and I think that's the big danger for them is that Gatehouse will do a better job on the web and in marketing the web than the Journal ever did. I do think there's opportunity for local media too, because I think Gatehouse will pretty dramatically reduce the print product and the staffing, and there might be a void there that other publications can fill.
You're listening to The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, and our guest is Bill Ostendorf. Okay, let's get back to the sale and what happens next. Do you see cooperation with the union by the new managers? Do you see an aggressive cutback operation coming?
Well, from reading the sales documents, it appears that Gatehouse's strategy is to essentially not honor the union contract after it expires in January. I'm not sure about the legalities of that. It seems odd that they can just, it's called an asset sale, that they can just walk away from the union contract. So I was a little surprised to see that, but I suspect they'll essentially say to the Journal news staff and advertising staff, which is another unionized part of the Journal,
right,
and also their production department, that, okay, well, here are the new jobs and here are the new pay scales, and they're going to be substantially less than before, and there's going to be fewer jobs, and that's how it is.
It's interesting. It's not clear that they would actually, though, not deal with the newspaper guild, for instance.
Right.
That they might still, but they'd say, well, this is the new, you know, this is the new contract.
Yeah, they might renegotiate a new baseline, but they're certainly going to want to reduce the staffing level and the pay scale. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. I don't think they want any labor strife because that's not good for an investment firm, but they don't want to pay the kind of salaries they're paying either.
It's interesting. You talked about local ownership, and this the new media, the parent of Gatehouse. I mean, a piece of Gatehouse is publicly traded. Belo is publicly traded. And it's sort of interesting to look at the companies that have been, you know, are struggling right now, and almost all of them are publicly traded. You know, the companies that have gone back to being private or very closely held by families seem to be, I mean, they're all having a hard time, but they don't seem to be as in as much distress.
Right, right. Well, what happens is most media companies used to be family-owned years ago, and gradually they became, for a variety of reasons, they became more profitable and they were attractive to Wall Street and they became chains. And so when they became publicly traded, the profit margins moved from something like 10 or 12% to 20, 25%. And newspapers were magnificently profitable in the 70s and 80s and 90s. And then it got a little rocky, but everybody thought it would come back. Now, the most recent recession, it really hasn't come back. But family-owned publications, which are still out there, mostly in smaller communities, and around Rhode Island also in smaller communities, Warwick Beacon and the Providence Business News are locally owned. They didn't cut back as much. They didn't cut dramatically. They're not looking for 30 and 40% profit margins. And so they were able to weather the storm because they didn't gut their operations. But these publicly traded companies, and particularly those owned by investment firms that are really looking for a high margin, are looking for 30 to 50% margins. And when you cut the staff to the point where you can get those margins, you're not reinvesting, you're not growing, you're not capable of responding even when the economy turns. And that's what's really hurt newspapers in the last few years.
Or putting out a product that people are compelled
to
read.
Right. It's you know, the Providence Journal newsroom under Belo was cut from something in the mid-300s to something in the mid-200s. The mid 100s. So there used to be, say, 350 people in the newsroom. Now there's only like 175 or 150 or something in that range. And you know, they're going to cut it again. But Belo already cut it by more than half. And I wouldn't be surprised if Gatehouse cut it by a third, or maybe even more, when they take over. So you're left with a shell of what the paper was 15, 20 years ago in terms of feet on the street, the ability to do investigative reporting, the ability to turn up politicians that are doing corrupt things. We're really going to miss that kind of capacity because it's gone. There's nobody asking hard questions, or a lot less people. And it's going to be hard for the Journal to do the kind of journalism it used to do, and that's really bad for Rhode Island.
And you lose the institutional knowledge in the newsroom.
Yeah, I mean, the Journal now is a pretty old newsroom. I mean, most of the people there are because seniority drove who left and who got laid off. It's a pretty old newsroom, and a lot of those people, you know, they're going to want to move out. They're not going to want to take lower salaries. They're going to hire young people who are cheaper. So there's going to be, I think, also a big churn in institutional memory as well.
There's an interesting thing going on in Boston where John Henry bought the Globe. Mm-hmm. He's been hiring like crazy.
Yeah.
And you know, and also now at the same time, he's doing a buyout campaign clearly to get folks with older, you know, sort of, and not necessarily the same digital skills.
Correct.
And to bring in all these young, this new young talent. So again, privately held and locally held.
I work with mostly family-owned newspaper companies around the country, and most of them are small, you know, small papers in small towns, and they didn't cut, and they're hiring now. They're adding journalists, and they're perfectly profitable. And they're not demanding 40% profits. They're demanding, you know, 15% profits.
Okay, we'll wait and see what happens with the sale of the Providence Journal to Gatehouse Media. Our guest, Bill Ostendorf, media consultant and software developer. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Mark Murphy of Providence Business News.
Great to be here as always, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.
Support for The Bottom Line comes from Bank RI, a local bank creating financial solutions to help small businesses grow and succeed. More at bankri.com.